الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك، وهو الذي ينزل الغيث من بعد ما قنطوا وينشر رحمته، وهو الولي الحميد. It is he who sends the rain after they have given up hope. It is he who spreads his mercy. It is he the protector worthy of all praise. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم كما حصنت خلقنا حصن خلقنا. Oh Allah, make our manners, our behaviors as beautiful as our creation. Dear Muslims, the title of this khutbah is Silence. Silence is one of the characteristics of the believers. We spend 80% of our waking hours in communications, 90% in writing, 16% in reading, 30% in talking, and 45% in communicating, in listening. The activity that we do more often than any other activity is talking. Today, inshallah, we'll talk about silence from the Quran. Silence in the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And we'll conclude about a practical application in silence that you and I can take home today, inshallah. Silence is an act of worship, is an ibadah. We read in the Quran, Maryam alayhi salam says, إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ صَوْمًا فَلَنْ أُكَلِّمَ الْيَوْمَ إِنْسِيًّا. I made a vow to fast for the most gracious. Her fasting is not to talk to any human being. And Zakariya alayhi salam, when he was given the glad tidings to have a son, قَالَ رَبِّ جَعَلْ لِي آيَةً. He said, Oh my Lord, give me a sign. He said, آيَتُكَ أَلَّا تُكَلِّمَ النَّاسَ ثَلَاثَةَ أَيَّامٍ إِلَّا رَمْزًا. Your sign is to fast from talking for 3 days, except by signal. Silence is a language. Safiya, the wife of the Messenger of Allah, Aisha described her to the Messenger of Allah, and she said, what do you like about Safiya? She is, and she pointed her hand to the ground. She did not say anything. She only pointed her hand to the ground. She meant she is short. The Messenger of Allah told Aisha, لَقَدْ قُلْتِ كَلِمَةً لَوْ مُزِجَتْ بِمَاءِ الْبَحْرِ لَمَزَجَتْ. Oh Aisha, you have said a word, even though she did not say a word. If mixed with the water in the sea, it would change its nature. And there's one whole surah in the Quran revealed after silence. Surat Abasa, frowned. The Messenger of Allah did not say a single word. He frowned. And the surah was revealed. The words that we say are made out of letters. We are hidden behind those words. As long as we do not talk, nobody knows who we are. Nobody knows our characteristics, our experience, our level of education. That's why they tell college students, do not go for a face-to-face interview, because they know who you are. Every single morning, every part of our body is talking to the tongue. اتق الله فينا. Fear Allah in all of us. If you are straight, we are straight. If you are crooked, we'll be crooked. One wise man said, Al-Kalam kad-dawa. Talking is like medicine. very little medicine is beneficial. However, if you take so much medicine, it is not good for you. And Allah Almighty is reminding us in the Quran that we are accountable for what we say. ما يلفظ من قول إلا لديه رقيب عتيد. Every word that we utter, there are appointed angels writing it down. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامًا كَاتِبِينَ. Over you are appointed angels, honored. They are ready to write down what you say. And Allah Almighty is reminding us, if we decide to talk, to choose the best ways of talking, the best phrases. قُلْ يَعْبَادِي يَقُولُ الَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. Tell my servants to say the best. So many lawsuits, so many divorces, so many killings happened because people said the wrong word at the wrong time. And Allah Almighty is describing Ibadur Rahman, the servants of the most gracious. And among their qualities, الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا. Those who walk humbly on earth. وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. And when the foolish is talking to them, what do they say? Salam. And I do not mean they say salam and things will go away. It is knowing what to say at the right time. Sometimes the best way is to keep silent. For those foolish who talk to you, who give you a hard time in the market or on the freeway or in the street, you don't have to respond. Just walk away and keep silent. And Allah Almighty is reminding us, when we speak to the point. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا. O you who believe, fear Allah and speak to the point, straight to the point. Many of us, especially from the Middle East, we do not talk to the point. We say yes, we mean no, we say no, we mean yes. We say yes, I'll marry you, but I mean no, I only like you, I don't mean to marry you. And we say yes to make the deal, but we mean no. And we say, inshallah, we mean yes, but we mean no. And everybody's confused. And Allah Almighty says, speak straight to the point. If you mean no, say it. If you mean yes, say it. Do not confuse the other person. And the Messenger of Allah, among his qualities, is to keep silent. Jabir ibn Samra was asked, he used to sit with the Messenger of Allah, how was he? He said, كَانَ طَوِيلَ الصَّمْتِ. His silence was long. And in the hadith, the Messenger of Allah is reminding us, if you and I believe in Allah and the last day, we should do three things. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلَا يُؤْذِ جَارَهُ. Whoever believes in Allah on the last day, let him or her not harm or annoy his or her neighbor. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيُكْرِمْ ضَيْفًا. And if you believe in Allah on the last day, entertain your guest generously. وَمَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. And whoever believes in Allah on the last day, let him or her speak good. If you can't find anything good to say, then keep silent. Keeping silence is an act of ibadah. And a man asked the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ma akhwafu ma takhafu alayhi?" What do you fear the most? What should I fear the most, O Messenger of Allah? He says, "Hada." You should fear the most about your tongue. And he said in the hadith to one sahabi, Ya fulan, inna fika khislatan yuhibbuhum Allah wa rasuluh. Oh you, in you are two qualities that Allah Almighty loves and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What are these two qualities that Allah Almighty loves and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam loves? As-samt wa husnul khuluq. The two qualities are silence and good manners. And the Messenger of Allah guarantees paradise guaranteed, 100%. For those who can guard two things, his or her tongue and his or her chastity. Man samata naja. Whoever kept silent, he or she will be saved. And if we decide to talk, there are conditions. Min husni islam al mar tarkahu ma la yu'ni. Part of someone being a good Muslim is he or she leaving alone that which does not concern him or her. So many times we stick our nose in the affairs of others, solving problems which is not ours to start with and making it worse. Part of us being good believers is not to involve ourselves in the affairs of others that doesn't concern us. Second, tuba liman shagalahu aibuhu an ayyub al-nas. Blessed is he or she who is busy with his own faults, his own weaknesses, not the weaknesses of others. I can assure you, 90% of our communications, our emails, our text messages, our voicemail is about someone else's fault and weaknesses. And the Messenger of Allah says, get busy with your own weakness, not the weaknesses of others. Third is to choose the best words in our conversation, in our dialogue, in our emails. Umar radiallahu anhu passed by people who lit fire to keep warm. He said, "Assalamu alaykum ahl al-daw." Assalamu alaykum, people of light. They have lit fire. But he said, "Assalamu alaykum ahl al-daw." Assalamu alaykum, people of light, not people of fire. And one king saw a dream that he lost his teeth. And he asked the scholar to interpret this dream for him. "I saw in my dream I lost my teeth. What does it mean?" He told him, "All your family will die before you." He did not like this interpretation. He asked another scholar, "I lost my teeth in my dream. What does it mean?" He said, "Good news. You'll be the longest to live amongst your family members." They both mean the same thing. But he gave him the good news. You'll be the longest to live amongst your family members. Ali radiallahu anhu says, "أفضل العبادة الصمت وانتظار الفرج." The best ibadah is silence and to wait for the relief of the calamity or difficulty from Allah Almighty. And another, Abu Darda says, "تعلموا الصمت كما تعلمون الكلام." Practice silence, just like you practice speech. And Luqman tells his son, "يَا بُنَيَّ إِذَا اتَّحْفَرَ النَّاسُ بِحُسْنِ كَلَامِهِمْ فَافْتَخِرْ أَنْتَ بِحُسْنِ صَمْتِكَ." Oh my son, if people brag about how good their talk is, brag about how good your silence is. Silence can save relationship, can save marriages, can make the relationship with our friends, our brothers, our sisters, our children, our spouses much stronger. There's a complex relationship between memory and silence. If we do not talk about something, it would fade away. It will not go away, it would fade away. Giving the two parties some time to think about the emotions, what happened in this fight or argument. I was writing this khutbah in the kitchen last month, and my wife was talking about something and she was raising her voice. And I decided to practice silence. This argument lasted only for 2 minutes. It did not go away. It only lasted for 2 minutes. And after 2 days, we had dinner together, and we spoke about what happened in the kitchen. And what happened in the kitchen had nothing to do with the root cause. Silence, in the time of anger, even for an email, do not reply all, do not answer the email, do not answer the voicemail. Keep silent and let things cool down. Silence gives us the ability to listen. The same letters that make the word silent, S-I-L-E-N-T, are the same letters for the word listen, L-I-S-T-E-N. If we are silent, what are we doing? While listening, we're digesting, we're understanding. Silence is half the wisdom. Silence can develop our personality. It reminds us who is the adult in the room. You don't have always to respond to everything said to you or about you. You don't have to. Silence is a way for us to grow. Silence decreases stress. In a 2006 study, 2 minutes of silence relieves tension and more relaxing than listening to music. Just 2 minutes of silence is more relaxing than listening to music. Silence promotes hormone regulations. It is a mental detoxification. Our mind ages slowly when we are silent. Less energy is exhausted. Silence benefits the chemistry, our brain chemistry. In a 2013 study, 2 hours of silence could create new cells in the hippocampus, part of the brain, that part of the brain in charge of learning and emotions. So how do we practice silence? Take a walk by yourself. And don't have your headphone on, just take a walk by yourself without talking. Or find a partner, your husband, your wife, your friend, your neighbor, and decide, we'll take this walk and we will not talk. Another way to practice silence, when you wake up, stay in bed for 5 minutes, doing nothing, not checking your phone. Stay in bed when you wake up for 5 minutes, doing nothing. May Allah make us among those who practice silence. Amen. الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي لا غيره ولا رب سواه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم من كان يؤمن بالله واليوم الآخر فليقل خيرا أو ليصمت. Whoever believes in Allah and the last day, let him or her speak good or keep silent. إن فيك قصلتان يحبهما الله ورسوله. In you are two qualities that Allah loves. الصمت, silence, وحسن الخلق. And good manners. A Persian king said, إذا تكلمت بالكلمة لم أملكها. When I say a word, that word owns you. As long as you do not speak that word, you are in control. And a Chinese king once said, ندمت على الكلام ولم أندم على الصمت. I felt sorry for talking, but I never felt sorry for keeping silent. Going forward, inshallah, today, starting today, practice silence. If you're in the middle of an argument or an email or a voicemail, you don't have to respond. You don't have to defend yourself. Practice silence. It is a form of ibadah. We'll be rewarded for controlling what we say. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا بيننا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا المتقين إماما. اللهم هذا الدعاء ومنك الإجابة. اللهم هذا الجهد عليك التكلان ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. وأقم الصلاة.